Hi, Paul Sack. It's Good News Planet. I'm speaking to Lynn Munson. Hi, Lynn. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Paul.
Good. You're the founder and CEO of the educational company Great Minds, P-B-C. You join us now. Thank you. Thank you very much. How's things going with... We're going to learn, actually, today about helping the young people that are at home maintain their educational high levels, right? And tell us about your organization.
Yeah, well, at Great Minds, we create curriculum materials in mathematics and English, social studies, and science that are widely used in our public schools. And so when we saw what was happening with the coronavirus shutting down schools and kids being home, parents being in this really difficult spot of having to figure out how on their own to complete their child's school year education, we thought we could help. We know that most parents are, of course, not equipped with or prepared to homeschool their child or children and all the subjects that they're expected to keep up in. And I feel like as a society, we're just undergoing this kind of reappreciation of the extraordinary role that teachers play in our lives.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Education, education, education. And in addition, it's socialization. So in essence, the education in what you're doing can maintain. The socialization is another concern, isn't it?
It is another concern, though we have designed this online learning experience for students at this time, which I believe can help bring students together in many ways. What it is it's a set of online daily lessons that kids can tune into, whether they're in kindergarten all the way through 12th grade. We have something for them in mathematics. We have instruction in English and also in science. And what they could do is they can tune in. It's absolutely free access to anyone and should work on any device. They can see the same teacher teaching them mathematics every day with a new lesson. They can do the same in English and in science and really perpetuate the high level of instruction that they're used to getting in school. What we're hoping is, of course, that their real teacher will also be a part of this, will be helping check in with them, see how they're doing, evaluate how they're doing on tests, things of this variety. So it would help to fill an important instructional gap to keep kids from really falling behind during this period when they can't go in school, but hopefully also to maintain that relationship with the teacher and even with their other classmates.
Tell me a little bit about how, when they tune in, what's the technical procedure here?
Yeah, no, thanks for asking. It's really quite easy. We wanted to make it very simple. You go to greatminds.org, you click on a button that says Knowledge on the Go, and it brings you to a page that lists all the different grades, kindergarten through 12th grade. You click on your grade, and you'll immediately see all the lesson videos we have for your grade. So, for example, if you're in fifth grade, you will find, I think as of today, three lesson videos for science, three lesson videos for math, and for English. There's a lot to do, a lot of really exciting learning to engage in. You just click on the video and watch and pause it when you need to, of course.
Okay, it's on demand, as they say.
It's on demand.
So tell me a little bit about the video and... you know, where have you produced these and who's making these and, you know, a little bit about your company.
Thanks for asking. So we're a very teacher-driven organization. We have over 800 employees nationwide. We're very virtual, but 75% of our employees either are or have been teachers at some point. It's part of why we just knew we were prepared to help in this way. We have asked about 25 to 40 of those teachers to shoot these videos from their homes, by and large. We've sent them high-definition cameras and lavalier mics to improve the quality of the videos as much as possible. And of course, they're following the curriculum materials that in many cases they themselves have helped to write.
Wow, great. Are there commercials in these, if you don't mind?
No.
I mean, I'm a TV producer, so thousands of shows with PBS and kids shows and all kinds of shows, and CBS and PBS and my own broadcast. We have 5,000 shows.
Right.
And so, you know, making these things is not so easy, and making them well is not so easy because you really, you know, you need... Well, what do you think is some of the things that your teachers, the first thing you said is that they're real teachers in most cases.
Yes.
And then two, is there Eureka Math, like, for example? What does that actually mean?
Well, Eureka Math is our comprehensive math curriculum program that is actually the most widely used curriculum in the history of American education. RAND Corporation did a survey about 4 or 5 years ago, asked teachers what curricula they use to teach various subjects. And in math, there were more teachers using Eureka Math than any other curriculum in any other subject. It is a curriculum that is very widely available. There's a free version of it available to absolutely anyone. Districts come to us because they want to have printed teacher editions and student editions, and they also want us, of course, to come do professional development for their teachers. We also have other online assessment resources and things that are essential to teaching that curriculum well. So in addition to that, we produce, as I said, English and science curricula. Just to get back to your original question, though, the videos, the online videos, and the Knowledge on the Go series are all completely free. There are absolutely no commercials. We don't even ask you to sign up. We're not collecting anyone's information. So there are zero barriers to access as long as you can find a way to get online.
Yay! And, you know, in many cases, we just had this here in New York, you know, they're giving away some computers for students to stay online. We're all praying that the World Wide Web stays up during all this concerning time.
Indeed, we're all fighting for internet space, right? We're all fighting for room to do our learning.
Right. There's no doubt about. Let me ask you personally. Obviously, you're proud about this. When did you start, and why did you start this?
Yeah, I started Great Minds about 13 years ago. Our goal was really originally as a research and advocacy organization, really pushing for all kids to get a content-rich education in the whole array of liberal arts and sciences. And what we found was that teachers came to us and they said, we believe in teaching all these subjects through a very knowledge-based approach, but we find there are very few curricula on the market offered by the big textbook companies that do that. Most of them have a very skills-based focus and use very rote memorization-based methods to teach those skills. We have a different philosophy. We create all of our materials with very high expectations, by the way, for students and for their teachers, but really driven by knowledge. We find that teachers and students really embrace and love these materials. They allow them to celebrate their intellectual curiosity in the classroom and lead to joyful classrooms, whether they're in mathematics or English or science or what have you.
You believe in this, every child is capable of greatness?
Absolutely. Everyone who works at Great Minds believes that every child is capable of greatness to their very core, something we discuss a lot, actually.
I agree with you. At any level, they're great. At any level. You don't have to get the 800 or 1600 on these SATs, which they have canceled. a lot of people going, thank God.
Good point. There are far better measures of greatness than that, right, Paul?
Yeah, by far. It's something somewhere I think they say C students do very well in the world. It's not about the grades. It's about your own personal growth, right?
Yep, indeed.
Let me ask, anything else you'd like to share at this moment? The name of the website one more time?
Sure. I encourage everyone to go to greatminds.org and look at that Knowledge on the Go video series. I would like to share how grateful I am to our teachers at Great Minds for really turning on a dime just in the course of the last week, Paul, and getting this video series underway. You could tell if you watch even just one of these videos how much they care about keeping kids learning and how much they're pouring their love of knowledge and their expertise into this work. It just makes me so happy.
I put a tear in my eye, no doubt about it. I believe in, I love teachers. Mother's librarian, teacher, and I teach them. So I just, in a sense, good news, people that really are there for each other and knowing that we're all in this together.